Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome one and all to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. I had to switch something over there. I was listening to myself, a little delay there. That was really weird. It is September 17th, 2022. It is 11:05 on the clock. And thanks for joining me on this lovely Saturday, everybody. We're going to noon today, and we're going to be going through all the regular things here on Over the Back Fence like we usually do. Your calls about buying and selling items. We'll talk about events happening coming up this week in central Wisconsin. Anything else you want to talk about, this is your show. And since we've got a caller right now, I will take that to start off the show right. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. There is an estate sale today at 392 Craft Court, south on County Trunk Z from Nakusa. We have some beautiful furniture left, a new patio set with umbrella from Placeway. We have many tools left, and we have housewares and living room furniture, a quarter box with an amplifier, a Yamaha piano, a bedroom set, a desk, and lots of knickknacks.
I think we just lost our caller there. I'm sorry about that. That sounded like a really cool list. Call back, 424-2600. This is going to be at 392 Craft Court. That's in Nakusa. Looks like they got a lot of great items for sale there. We do know they're going to be open today. She didn't quite get to the hours, but they're open, I'm guessing, right now. So head on down to 392 Craft Court in Nakusa and see what they've got. It's easy as that, everybody. Well, without the call cutting off, of course. Call up, 424-2600. That's the number. Get on the air. Do what she did. Talk about rummage sales, garage sales, estate sales. Talk about anything else you want to sell. We'll be getting to our mailbag items very, very shortly here. And talk about some other events coming up around the central Wisconsin area, like I said a little bit before. But before we do that, let's catch you up here. Last night on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry, we had a football game that played, a little high school football going on there. Randy Paul was at Assumption. They hosted Iola Scandinavia last night. And the Assumption Royals continue to roll. 49-8 was the final. Assumption 49, Iola Scandinavia 8. Wow, they are just looking to shape up a pretty good year for Assumption. Let's take this call. I do believe we have the same person on the line. Give us a little more information. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. Hi. I got cut off apparently before. So.
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, I wanted to say that there's an estate sale today at 392 Craft Court in Nakusa. Mm-hmm. That's south on County Trunk Z. And we still have many items left. We have furniture, antiques, a patio set from Placeway, many tools, including woodworking, housewares, living room furniture, a quarter box with amplifier, a Yamaha piano, a bedroom set, desk, lots of knickknacks, and everything else that makes a house a home. So
all right.
Come on out, and today's the last day of the sale, so you might even get some really good bargains.
What time do you plan on being open for today?
Well, we're open now until 3 o'clock.
Okay. All right, we'll see if we can get some people down your way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Like I said, 392 Craft Court in Nakusa. They're open till 3 p.m. today. Go check it out before any weather turns. It looks like we might have some strange weather or some unpredictable weather, let's put it, coming up later today. So get on down there while you still can, while the sun is still shining. So once more, just going right over the football game again last night. Assumption 49, Iola Scandinavia 8. That was the big win for Assumption. We're going to have more high school football coming up on WIRI 105.5. Every Friday, we're going to be mixing and matching the schools that are playing. This coming week, we haven't have a solid on that one quite yet. But we're going to be having a game, and you can stay tuned. It's going to be about 7 o'clock kickoff. 6:50 is the pregame. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, we've got football coming up here in just an hour or so. Wisconsin Badgers are taking on New Mexico State today, and we'll be playing starting the pregame at 12:30 today. Of course, that means that is an abbreviated polka show today. Tim asked that we go ahead and throw an older show on there, just a rerun today, because it's not going to play the whole show, and we're gladly do that for Tim. Give him a little break. So we got about a half hour of the polka show starting at noon, going to 12:30, and then the Badger pregame show will start, and then the Badgers later in the day will be taking on New Mexico State in Madison, looking to right the ship after last week's surprising loss. So we'll see what happens. Let's see how they respond to that kind of adversity. This is what makes a good football team, right? This is what does it. Also want to let people know of some other programming notes coming up this weekend. Coming up tomorrow on Sunday, Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. That's my show. This week, my topic is the season that's coming up, autumn. That's right. I'm playing songs about autumn. Found out I almost bit off more than I could chew this week. I wasn't sure when I first started doing it. Looking up songs, I mean, for the show. I was like, oh, did I make a mistake here? Did I choose something good? Is there enough songs? I shouldn't have worried. There are plenty of songs about autumn. It's really exciting. And I hope you tune in from 6 to 8 tomorrow. Enjoy the wide variety of music this week. It's going to be really cool. So tune in and check it out, 6 to 8 on Sunday. All right, let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I'm having a garage yard sale today until 7 o'clock, and tomorrow from 9 till 7. I have a lot of mostly women's clothing and men's T-shirts, size small to large. And the address is 331 16th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. So today and tomorrow, today till 7, tomorrow 9 to 7. 331 16th Street South in Rapids.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the call. If you're looking for another sale, we got one going on this weekend. See how many sales we can get people talking about today. Go until 7 today. Goes from 9 to 7 tomorrow on Sunday. 331 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Well, we got some of the programming information out of the way here. Let's go ahead and dive into our mailbag for this Saturday. We've got several items we want to go over here. And I do want to remind everybody, we collect these all throughout the week to broadcast today on Saturday. This, of course, is the new time and a day for Over the Back Fence. So get us those mailbag items. If you think of something, shoot us off an email, visit us in person. I'll tell you about that after I'm done reading about the items that we have in this week. Well, I'll let you know all the different ways you can get us those that information. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's go right into the mailbag here. We have for sale 10 kids and family board and card games, three of which are Perfection, Pokeno, Old Maid, and seven others. $15 for all 10. If you're interested on this family board and card game starter set, I guess you could call it, 715-424-2216, 424-2216. That's 10 kids and family board games, all for $15 if you are interested in that. Up next, we did have a thank you from one of our listeners here that put something into the mailbag. They sold a Toro snowblower as a result of Over the Back Fence, and they thank us. I do want to remind everyone, we love to hear stories here that we can report over the air of any success you have of selling things, or if you're looking for that one interesting item, we love to hear about you finding those, connecting with different people, and we really would appreciate any time success stories. We love success stories on Over the Back Fence. So let us know about those as well. They have something else for sale, though. Another snowblower. This is a Jacobson, 8 horsepower, 26-inch cut, and they're asking $175 for that one. If you're interested, 715-341-0158, 341-0158, the number to call for that snowblower. And now we have three different items here. They're all for sale. We have a Murray riding lawnmower. It is a 17.5 horsepower auto drive. It has a 46-inch deck, 3-bag grass catcher. It comes with instruction manual and an extra never-used belt. So you got an extra belt as well. They're asking $350 for that. Next, they have a Simplicity 860 SE. Simplicity 860 SE walk-behind snowblower. Tis the season for snowblowers, everyone, getting ready for winter. Two-stage with electric start, 5-speed forward and 2 speeds reverse with a 24-inch path. Instruction manual is included. They're asking $350 for that. They also have for sale ADS flexible perforated drain pipe. It's new, 55 feet long, 6 inches in diameter, and they're asking $60 for that. So we have a Murray riding lawnmower for $350. We have a Simplicity walk-behind snowblower for $350. And we have some ADS flexible perforated drain pipe for $60. If you're interested in any one of those items, 715-421-2168. 421-2168. And that's going to wrap up what we have in the mailbag for today. But please continue giving us that information. We want all that information. And you can do it in a couple of ways. It's really super easy. If you're in the area of 1690 2nd Avenue South, during our normal business hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday, drop it off. Come on in. See our great studios here. Get a tour. Say hi. We'd love to see you. We do want to remind everyone there's no price limit on the items you're selling, but we do ask you to limit it to 3 items per announcement. Or call, for that matter. You can email otbf at wfhr.com as well. Don't forget to include your contact information on there. That phone number is very, very important, of course, so people can get a hold of you. And a good description, like we just had, these mailbag items we had today had very good descriptions. I appreciate that. And that is why, because I read it over the air. As much detail as we can get is very helpful for people who might be interested in buying what you're selling. So that does it for the mailbag today, everyone. Before we take a break here, I do want to go over some street closures and some other construction going on in the area before we do that. And, of course, more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number. Keep those calls coming on this new Saturday edition of Over the Back Fence. We got some information from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. A portion of a multi-use trail that spans the Wisconsin River and Wisconsin 73 in Nakusa will be closed due to construction starting Monday, the September 19th, that's this Monday, through Friday, September 23rd, and then again from Monday, September 26th to Wednesday, September 28th. The trail will be open Saturday, September 24th and the 25th. So, during this next week, it will be closed. During the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, it will be reopened, and then it'll be closed again Monday through Wednesday, the 26th through the 28th. Crews will be repaving the asphalt and replacing the guardrail on Wisconsin 73 on the south end of the bridge. The bridge will be open to vehicular traffic, with only the trail being closed. As I said, construction is scheduled to be completed Wednesday, September 28th. Schedule is dependent, of course, on favorable weather conditions and construction progress, of course. If you want to follow them on Twitter, you can get updates that way. It's at WISDOT, WISDOT, North Cent, as in North Central, North, CENT. You can go to the website, projects.511wi.gov. That's another place. That's their website. You can check out construction information there as well. So that's coming up this week. If you are in that area, please keep that in mind. Some other closures we want to keep you abreast of. Airport Avenue between 16th Street South and 36th Street South has been closed to through traffic due to water service there. And that is expected to go through September 30th. Traffic will be detoured onto 2 Mile Avenue and 32nd Street South. Property owners will have access to those driveways. Properties between 16th Street South and 36th Street South will have access from 20th Street South. Ninth Avenue North between West Grand and McKinley is closed due to a reconstruction project there, and that is expected to be closed through the beginning of October, October 7th to be specific. Fremont Street is currently closed between 7th Avenue and 10th Avenue North, and that's, more, again, for road and utility reconstruction, and that's expected to go through October 31st. And then finally, Stage 2 of the big project on West Grand between West Riverview Expressway and 6th Avenue North is continuing. And that one is expected to go through November 4th, the second phase between the Jackson Street Bridge and 4th. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the earlier one. My bad. The River Expressway and 6th Avenue North. That is the one that's closed right now. All right. Time for a quick break, everybody. When we come back, we'll talk. Look at our calendar of events coming up here. We've got some blood drive information. We've got some fun stuff coming up and some ways to help support veterans as well. So we'll get to that in just after we take the break. Thanks for joining me on this lovely Saturday for Over the Back Fence. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the air here on locally grown radio, WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. We're having fun here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, as we're waiting for your calls, 424-2600. And we're going to go over some events coming up in all throughout central Wisconsin here. As I wait for those calls, I will continue to read what's in front of me. If your call comes in, I will finish that. Then I will get to your call as soon as I possibly can. So looking ahead here to some blood donation information, it is Sickle Cell Awareness Month in September, and the American Red Cross emphasizes the importance of a diverse blood supply to help meet the needs of those with sickle cell disease, the most common inherited blood disorder in the U.S. This is just another way to tell people we need as many as we can to donate blood. And if you're going to go through the Red Cross, there's a lot of different ways you can get a hold of them and make an appointment. Blood donor app, they have a blood donor app. You can check that out. You can go to redcrossblood.org. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-733-2767. We'll get to some places and times you can do that. But first, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I've got a self-propelled push lawnmower. Well, it's self-propelled, but it's a push lawnmower. And got the grass catcher and everything on it, which will be good for the fall when the leaves start falling. And I'd like to get $100 for it. Phone number is area code 361-484-8923.
361-484-8923.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Got a self-propelled walk-behind mower, I guess is what they call those, for sale. If you're interested in that, 361-484-8923, the number to call for that. We have another caller. Let's see what they want here on Over the Back Fence. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to advertise a chicken dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That will be taking place at St. James in Vesper. It will be on September the 25th. There will be mass at 10 o'clock. And then the meal will be 11 to 1. Yet charcoal chicken dinner, $12 per plate. It includes half a chicken, baked potato, beans, coleslaw, dinner roll, and dessert. carryouts are available. Kids can have a hot dog plate for $3. There would be a bake sale, kids games, and root beer floats. Come and enjoy.
All right. Sounds like a ton of fun and some great food. Thanks for calling and letting us know about it.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend now. St. James in Vesper on the 25th. That's a Sunday. They will be coming. That's Sunday after this next one. They're going to be having a char chicken dinner for $12 a plate. It's going from 11 to 1 at St. James and Vesper. Sounds like they've got a lot of fun stuff lined up. They got a bake sale. They've got kids games. They've got kids plates as well. Something for everybody there. So check it out next Sunday, or Sunday after next, I should say, the 25th. Let's say September 25th. And they're going to have a mass starting at 10. And after that is when the fun starts. Go check it out. Have some fun. Have some great food. Nothing better than church meals in the fall. That's my opinion, I know, but I love them. I absolutely love them. All right. Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have an assortment of ladies' size 12 clothing, jeans and tops. And I just want $20 for all of them. And they can phone 715-886-4677.
886-4677.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. We've got some clothes for sale, ladies' clothes. A whole bunch of them for $20. 886-4677. Continuing on here with some opportunities to donate some blood through the American Red Cross. We have one coming up in Marshfield this week. On the 21st, that is Wednesday, from 12:30 to 5 p.m. at the Marshfield Clinic Health System, YMCA. 410 West McMillan Street is where that is located. If you're looking to do something before then or after then, for that matter, we've got Monday and Tuesday. Stevens Point Blood Donation Center will be open. That's at 3201 C Main Street. From 8:30 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. both Monday. Oh, I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong times there. It's actually 12 to 6:15 each day. 12 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. on Monday and Tuesday. It's later on the week that they're open from 8:30. So my apologies for that one, but they will be open 12 to 6:15 Monday and Tuesday in Stevens Point. Another blood drive coming up here in Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday, the 20th, over at the former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Appointments are encouraged, of course, but walk-ins are also welcome. To schedule an appointment or for more information, please call the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin's toll-free number, 866-566-5900. They want you to know that the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital in Rapids here. So if you need a little extra added incentive to give some blood, they'll let you know that. People with medical conditions or who are lacking or taking any medications are asked to call the toll-free number that we just said, 866-566-5900, before attending the blood drive to find out if they are eligible to donate. That's coming up on Tuesday, the 20th. 311 Lincoln Street, that is the former East Junior High School Music Room, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Looking ahead to Thursday here. And Wednesday. Because if I skip Wednesday, that means I'd skip bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. I haven't had any coffee yet. Maybe that's my problem. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. It's every Wednesday. Every Wednesday you can go play some bingo at the Elks Lodge. Have some fun. Support the Elks and all the great things they do in our community. It's very cool. Check it out. Now moving to Thursday. Registration is now open for throughout the month of September. The Wood County Health Department is giving vaccine clinics every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the River Block Building on the third floor at 111 West Jackson Street. Registration is recommended, but walk-ins are also welcome. You can go online or call to get those appointments. signupgenius.com/go/WCHD. And then the date, this Thursday is the 22nd, of course. If you need any other help scheduling an appointment, or if you have any questions, you can call 715-421-8931 to get more on that. We got one more coming up after this Thursday in September, and we'll let you know if more will be coming down the line. Well, we got a really fun event happening on Thursday. Our good friends over at the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 are having their steak feed. Sounds delicious already. It's going from 4:30 to 7 on Tuesday. Oh, I said the wrong. I waited till third. Oh my gosh, this is Tuesday, not Thursday. Tuesday. This is Tuesday, everybody, the 20th. Don't go there on Thursday. It's Tuesday the 20th. Oh, goodness. It's open to the public at the Don Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road in Rapids. It's a $20 meal, but listen to what it includes. A 12-ounce New York strip steak, sautéed mushrooms, sautéed onions. You can get a baked potato or you can get rice pilaf. You can get whole kernel corn or green beans. You also get a dinner roll, assorted desserts, condiments, milk, coffee. There's a limited takeout at the door. Limited, not much. There'll be a cash bar with soda, beer, and wine if you stay on the premises to eat. All proceeds go to support the VFW Post 2534 and its ongoing mission to support veterans and their families here in central Wisconsin. Once again, this is Tuesday the 20th, Tuesday, from 4:30 to 7. $20 steak dinner. Go have some fun and help support our veterans and have some great food while you're doing it. Looking ahead here to Thursday, now we're back to Thursday, everybody. Juntos. Marshfield. What is Juntos? Juntos means together in Spanish and works to unite community partners to provide Latino 8th through 12th grade students and their parents with knowledge, skills, and resources to encourage families to work together to gain access to higher education. It is making education a family goal. It's going to be continuing throughout the month of the rest of the month of September, and then the entire month of October. Thursdays from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Marshfield. That's located at 200 South Lincoln Avenue. Come as a family. A meal will be provided each week, and childcare will be available for younger family members. Classes will be available in English and in Spanish. And this is coming through the 4-H. And Extension Wood County, our good friends from both of those wonderful organizations are helping out with this. Sounds like a lot of fun. You can register going online, bit.ly/Juntos, J-U-N-T-O-S 2022. That's how you can register. You get some good food. You get to spend some time as a family, making education a family goal. That's a great idea. So everyone, check it out if you're interested in Marshfield there, First Presbyterian Church, on starting this Thursday, 5:30 to 8 at 200 South Lincoln Avenue. Of course, Thursdays also is for the Neighborhood Table. They'll be providing their to-go meals like they do every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. at 411 Garfield Street in Rapids. There is a limited number of meals, so please make your reservation by going online to theneighborhoodtable.org. If you have no internet access, call 715-422-1980 to leave your name and phone number. Please, no meals consumed on site. September 22nd is National Falls Prevention Awareness Day. With that, the Portage County Healthy Aging Coalition invites you to their annual Fall Prevention Resource Fair on Thursday, September 22nd from noon to 4 p.m. The fair will feature health assessments, community resources, refreshments and snacks, raffle drawings, a keynote presentation by physical therapist Renee Vandlerschot about fall prevention and aging in place, and more. Remember, fall prevention is a team effort, and anyone can help prevent falls in older adults. Friends and family members are encouraged to attend this important event as well. It's going to be held at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Portage County, 1519 Water Street in Stevens Point. If you would like some more information about this upcoming event, you can phone 715-346-1295. You can email Heather Wynn at the ADRC of Portage County, W-Y-N-N-E-H, that's W-Y-N-N-E-H, at co.portage.wy.us. The ADRC offers many of these very helpful, very wonderful classes to help with aging adults and the challenges that they face. This is a big one, so go check it out. We really love to support our good friends at the ADRC with those. All right, time to take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I got this right. The VFW steak dinner is on Tuesday the 20th.
Right.
This next Tuesday, right?
This coming Tuesday. That's correct.
4:30 to 6?
4:30 to 7, actually. Yep.
4:30 to 7. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Love to confirm information. Sorry for the confusion, everybody. I started off by giving you the wrong date and time. So thank you for calling so I could clarify that. That is coming up on this Tuesday, the 20th, 4:30 to 7 p.m. over at the VFW post 2534. The Buckley, I got to look at it again. Otherwise, I'm going to get that wrong. The Buckley Baldwin VFW post 2711 Redden Road in Rapids. All right, let's take another break here. I got some more stuff to go over about coming up next weekend. We've got some theater coming up. It's going to be fun. We've got some great concerts coming up here put on by the Arts Council. I want to talk about both of those. We have a book sale coming up at the Moravian Church at the beginning of October, so we'll get to that as well. So stay tuned, everybody. We need more calls as well. 424-2600 is the number to call to get here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Thank you very much, Jennifer. It's 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. That is what you are listening to right now. The show is Over the Back Fence. We're going till noon today. And like you heard in that little promo there, starting at 12, we've got the Sunshine Polka Show. We got a best of edition today. It's a former show because you're only going to get about a half hour of that before the start of Badger football today at 12:30. Pregame starts at 12:30 before they take on New Mexico State. Should be an interesting game again today. Like last week proved, you never know what's going to happen. So you're going to have to listen, everybody. Keep listening to WFHR and Badger Sports. We got them all here this year. So we've got the football, we've got basketball, and hockey coming up as well. So don't miss any Badger Sports. All right, let's grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a name brand Swisher Brush Hog. It has its own engine, 12.5 horsepower engine. You can pull it behind a lawnmower, ATV, a small tractor, whatever you want to use. And it's going to be $1,500 or best offer, and it's only been slightly used. And I have another question. It used to be in Marshfield, it was a radio station that used to have, it used to be called a shopping show or whatever, like Over the Back Fence.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if that's going on anymore, and somebody could give me a call and tell me when it's on or whatever at, again, 715-424-1058. Thank you.
424-1058. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Got a brush hog for sale. You can pull it behind various vehicles, I guess, lawnmower, maybe even some other different ones. 424-1058 is the number to call. And I am going to, if you do have any information about that other show, I'm not in the habit, or we're not in the habit of WFHR to promote other stations' shows. So if you can help them out with that, call that same number. And you can give them that information, because I have to tell you, if you call up and say it on the air, I am not going to repeat it. So just because, you know, I don't want to invite competition. You know, we have our own thing here. So, all right, continuing on with events coming up next weekend, we have some theater coming up at the middle school. WRPS Middle School Theater presents Peter Pan, the non-flying version. Want to make sure we get that in there. It is a full-length play by John Jory. It is adapted from the book by J.M. Barrie. It's directed this year by Susan Becker and Emily Cavarabi. Oh, see, I almost had it. Cavar. Let's see. Cavarubias. Cavarubias. If I said that wrong, I'm sorry, Emily. I apologize. But I think that's how you say it. Tickets are $5, available at the door. It's general admission at the Lincoln High School Performing Arts Center. That's right, at the PAC. It's going to be on Friday, the 23rd, and Saturday, the 24th, both at 7 p.m. And there's a matinee on Sunday, the 25th, at 2 p.m. Peter Pan, the middle school, will be putting that on coming up next weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go check it out. And don't worry, no dangerous flying going on. We're not going to put the kids at risk just to make you think they're flying. Also, looking ahead to next weekend, there's a couple of other events I want to highlight for everybody. The WTA Fall Classic Shoot will be taking place on both Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Rome. Come and watch the Fall Classic Shoot or shoot for yourself. It's open to the public from 9 to 5. We also have an event coming up next, the 25th, which is a Sunday after next, the Golf Scramble to support the Nakusa Police K-9 program at the Ridges. If that has not filled up with enough groups yet, you can still register, I believe, to do that. 8:30 to 9:30 is check-in. It's got a 10 a.m. start. Like I said, it's at the Ridges Golf Course at 2311 Griffith Avenue. It was limited to 36 teams, so if that has not been met yet, you can still get your team together. It's all-inclusive, $80 per player, and includes an 18 holes with a cart, a tee gift, a dinner, and a raffle. Although usually they have more than one raffle, so it's probably raffles. Well, we have a couple of concerts coming up, coming from the Arts Council. They're opening their 47th season. 47 seasons. That's amazing. It's very, very cool. They're opening with a performance by a group called Artrageous. It is indescribable. It is unforgivable. Unforgivable. Wow. Unforgettable. Maybe a little Freudian slip there. Undescribable, unforgettable, inspiring. Artrageous is where the fine arts meet the performing arts. For the first time on one stage, experience the thrill of witnessing giant masterpieces being created before your eyes in mere moments, and join the challenge of seeing if you can guess what is being created. Artrageous artists use bold colors with hands and brushes as they are inspired by the troupe's vocalists, musicians, and dancers as they race to complete the paintings before the last note is played. This is a fascinating concept. And it sounds completely unique and original. It invites community and a sense of togetherness as the whole show culminates in a one-of-a-kind live arts installation at the end of each concert. Audiences interact with the gallery and the performers. Keep that in mind if you're uncomfortable with that. But if you want to get involved, this sounds like a fabulous show. You can visit their website, artrageousexperience.com. That's A-R-T-R-A. So artrageousexperience.com if you want to see a video of what it's all about. It's going to be held Thursday, September 29th. Tickets are on sale right now. It's going to be at the PAC, of course, 1801 16th Street South. It's going to start at 7:30, and that is a Thursday. The 29th is a Thursday. Tickets are $36 for adults and $10 for students, and may be purchased 24/7. At savortheArts.org. That's their website. You may also call 715-424-2787 or stop at the Arts Council at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101, between 10 and 2:30 Monday through Thursday to obtain your tickets. There's also a fun little workshop that's included. I'll get to that in just a sec. But let's first take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm going to advertise something I advertised last week. A fellow said it called in and said he'd pick it up in a couple hours. He never showed up, so I'm going to re-advertise it. I have a metal detector. It's a Fisher F5. I got it brand new in June. Used it probably 6 times now. And comes with 2 different search coils and lower shafts, headphones, digger, all the stuff that comes with it, masking. And the rechargeable batteries also. I had paid about $450 for it, and I'm asking $300 or best offer. And my phone number is 715-421-3888.
421-3888.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend. A metal detector. If you're interested in that, we all know what a metal detector does, right? Right? You know what it does, right? Yeah. 421-3888 is the number to call for that. For Artrageous, coming up on the 29th, on that same day, an ArtReach workshop, love that, by the way, is included for students at 3 p.m. in the afternoon of the performance. These workshops foster creativity and are geared toward middle school and high school students. Keep that in mind. For additional information, call 715-424-2787. That's the Arts Council number. So check that out as well. We are one of the proud sponsors of this performance, WFHR, WIRI here in our parent company, Civic Media. We are all in on that. It sounds like a great, great show. But that's not all, because coming up not long after that one, the Arts Council has their next show that's coming up. It is the Linda Ronstadt Experience. It is a former American Idol finalist who's performing, Tristan McIntosh. And if you don't love Linda Ronstadt and all the great music she brought to us, what's wrong with you? No, I'm kidding. McIntosh portrays her as we take a trip back in time, listening to hits like Desperado, Heatwave, Tracks of My Tears, Oh Baby Baby, Hurt So Bad, and many more, just the way we remember them. The Arts Council is very excited to bring this highly recommended young performer to this area. 7:30 p.m. is when it's going to be taking place on Thursday, October 13th. That's only a couple of weeks after the first show, the Artrageous show. It's going to be at the same place, of course, at the PAC. You can get your tickets at the same place, savorthearts.org, or call 715-424-2787. You can also pick them up at their offices, 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101, between 10 and 10:30, Monday through Thursday. So we'll be talking about this one again more as it comes up as well. But a couple of great concerts to start, kick off the year with the Arts Council. They always bring such interesting acts to town here. And we're going to wrap it up there for our events coming up. We've only got a few minutes left. I think I'm going to play a little music to go out here. But first, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. This is Over the Back Fence on WFHR. It is locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence. We just got a couple of minutes to wrap up the show here, everybody. Wanted to tell everyone also, we've got a big book sale coming up at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, October 6th through the 8th. It's open from 9 to 7 on Thursday and Friday. And then on Saturday, we've got a $2 bag sale, 9 a.m. to noon, to wrap up the book sale. There's going to be free coffee, beverages, and baked goods. There's going to be a kids' center available while you browse. Elevator access is also available. And this year, now accepting credit and debit cards. Yes, we can accept those now at the book sale. It's a lot of exciting. And just a reminder, all proceeds are going to scholarships at Mid-State Technical College. And this is a great event. We're so happy at the church to be able to host it once again. So come on down the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th. We got tons of books for sale. Come on down. You'll never know what you find down there, everybody. It's the community book sale coming up at the Moravian Church, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And we'll, of course, be talking about that as it gets closer as well. Up next, we're going to have the Sunshine Polka Show, abbreviated version, from 12 to 12:30. 12:30 starts the pregame show for Badger football. It's back again for one more year, everybody. Hope they have a little bit better outcome than they did last week. I'm going to wrap up the show today with a song. Just talked about Linda Ronstadt, and it made me think about some of her songs. So why not? Let's get you in the mood for that concert that's coming up in October. A Linda Ronstadt tribute act. Here is Tracks of My Tears. I'm
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.